It's Wednesday, May 29th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The emergency response team was called to a rural Chautauqua residence for reports of gunshots. The driver killed last week in a crash near Clear Lake has been named. Ladysmith's Big Dig Downtown is underway, and parts of the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest are reopened after a storm 5 years ago. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Two people were arrested after reports of gunshots that sent the Barron Rusk County Emergency Response Team to a rural Chautauqua residence, according to dispatch logs. The incident happened just after 3 a.m. Sunday morning when a man called 911 saying a friend shot a rifle at him. The caller left the residence and dispatchers allegedly heard gunshots in the background. Sheriff's deputies and state troopers responded to close down a block of 27th Street northeast of Chautauqua and reported more gunshots from the house. It appeared two people were arrested. Jail records said one man was arrested Sunday on charges of recklessly endangering safety, being armed while intoxicated, and domestic disorderly conduct. More information was requested from the Sheriff's Department and to confirm the suspects' names. Three people were hurt in a collision involving a UTV and a vehicle at the intersection of Highway 53 and Highway 253 near Shell Lake on Saturday afternoon. Initial dispatch reports said two MedFlight helicopters were called to the scene. Other details were not known at this time. We've requested information from the Washburn County Sheriff's Office, but we have not yet received that report. The driver killed last Wednesday in a crash north of Clear Lake has been named. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said 34-year-old Alexis Steinberger of Clear Lake died after her vehicle failed to stop at the intersection of 60th Avenue and Highway 63 and was struck by a semi-tanker truck. Steinberger was airlifted to a hospital where she later died. Two other passengers were injured. The driver of the semi was not seriously injured. Minor Avenue in Ladysmith is having a big dig project of its own, joining Rice Lake, Barron, and Spooner, who have had major downtown projects in the past several years. Teresa Anderson, project engineer with MSA, talks about the scope of the project.
It's their downtown Main Street, and they are going basically from West 6th Street to East 3rd Street. So basically the whole downtown corridor. They're replacing water main, sanitary sewer, storm sewer, street, and sidewalks. They are planting trees to replace the trees that came down, but they're not doing much for decorative elements in terms of benches or trash receptacles or bike racks. There will be some colored concrete for aesthetic purposes, but other than that, it's pretty basic.
The street is closed. There are no posted detours, but the contractor, Haas Sons Incorporated of Thorpe, is opening side street crossings as work permits. The project's total cost is about $4 million and includes a $1 million community development block grant. The project will be mostly completed in mid-September and fully wrapped up by October. Wisconsin is number one in drug take-back day. Bob Haig tells us more.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice announcing an update. Wisconsin ranking number one in the nation for the most prescription medications collected during the spring 2024 drug take-back, a correction to U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration data showing Wisconsin collected 55,122 pounds. DOJ previously reported Wisconsin ranked number two in the nation. Wisconsin has collected more than 1,250,000 pounds of unwanted medications since drug take-back began in 2010, ranking third overall for the most medications collected since the start of the effort. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The U.S. Forest Service is reopening parts of the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest 5 years after they were damaged by a storm. Raymond Newbert camps out with a story.
WXPR Radio reports the Forest Service has cleared out the debris caused by the 2019 storm. 100-mile-per-hour straight-line winds knocked over 130,000 acres worth of forest and blocked over 100 miles of roads. Tree trunks were piled 15 feet high in some places, waiting for crews to remove them. The reopening includes the Jones Spring area, a popular tourist and camping spot. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.